Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Welcome to Sunday Night Live.
I'm Harold Herring, and this is my fine wife, Bev. 45 years and 3 months
today. You're right.
Today. Hallelujah. Right. 2 weeks from today, our youngest granddaughter, Sophia.
On Father's Day,
will turn 2 years old. And when we FaceTime, you know, one of the things she wants me to do, this is unbelievable to people who know me, she wants Papa to sing to her. And one of the songs she wants me to sing, we do, is the ABC song. Mm-hmm. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know the song.
I'm going to hold
the mic. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
I love your ending.
And now I've said my ABCs. Won't you, Sophia, sing with me?
All right.
Anyhow, ABCs. But
it's inspiring.
It is inspiring.
And that's what you're going to hear tonight.
You're going to hear the ABCs. Not going to sing again, but you get the idea.
You better mark that one down.
We're going to have the A to Z of becoming successful.
Amen.
On how to become successful. A, admit it when you mess up. Admit it when you mess up.
That's right.
The best way to overcome failure is to face it, learn from it, and move on.
Amen.
Don't try to cover it up. You know, don't make excuses
for it.
Deal with it and go on. And if you need to say I'm sorry, say I'm sorry.
And sometimes we need to. Proverbs 28:13 in the Living Bible says, a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance.
B, boldly refuse to accept failure as final because
Amen.
Of, even regardless of how badly you may have messed up. See, failure is an event. It's not who you are.
Amen.
And failure is never final if you have the God-given desire and direction to pursue a divine destiny. Never final. Never fatal. So just move on. On May 29, 1953, Sir Edmund Hillary was the first man to climb Mount Everest, 29,000 feet straight up. He was knighted for his efforts. People remember the triumph, but most people don't remember the fact that the year before, he failed. He didn't make it. And later he was asked to speak to an audience that recognized his first attempt.
Not his first success, but the failure. That's right.
And during that meeting he had, they flashed up a picture of Mount Everest. He walked to the platform, edge of the platform, and kind of made a fist at Mount Everest. And he said, Mount Everest, you beat me the first time, but I'll beat you next time. Because you've grown all you're going to grow, but I'm still growing. That's a powerful story. If there are mountains in our lives,
that's right.
Then we need to keep growing in the Lord, in the knowledge of His Word, in the time we spend in the Holy Spirit, to be able to, you know, if not climb the mountain, move it to the side, go underneath it, or
go
just
around it.
Throw it into
but,
the sea.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, whatever we need to do.
Keep growing anyway. Keep going and keep growing.
See, concentrate on what you want to accomplish.
Amen.
Concentrate on what you want to accomplish. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, they're a jack of all trades, but a master of none? Such an admission as that generally means that they never concentrate long enough to become focused or skilled in one single area. Mm. They don't focus on that until they've mastered it. Sometimes people are here, they're there, they're everywhere, instead of having a laser focus on where they need to be, the things they need to do. And that laser focus is the key.
Mm. 1 Timothy 4:13 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Till I come, devote yourselves to public and private reading, to exhortation, preaching and personal appeals, and to teaching and instilling doctrine.
If the Word of God tells us to do something, then we need to focus on accomplishing that. Amen. According to 1 Timothy 4:15 in the Message Bible, you know, concentrating on the Word is a real key to our success.
That's right.
I love what it says in the Message, 1 Timothy 4:15. Cultivate these things. Immerse yourself in them. the people will all see you mature right before their eyes. D. Go ahead. Decide. You don't do D.
I can.
Do D.
Decide in your heart. Decree and declare by the words of your mouth. We speak about that a lot. That your dreams, your goals will come to pass despite previous setbacks. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 in the Amplified Bible says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord and with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight and understanding. In all ways, in all your ways, know, recognize, acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. The King James Version of Proverbs 3, 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths.
According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for acknowledge, H3045, means to know by experience, to perceive and see, to recognize, admit, acknowledge, and confess. We need to decree and declare our future success by the confession of our mouth based on what's in the Word of God. This morning during Rich Sauce for breakfast, it stirred in me. I've written a lot of confessions
over the years
for Rich Sauce for breakfast. And it stirred in me. I'm going to do a book of confessions that has all the different kinds. And we'll leave space in there where people can adapt them and make the confession their own, still based on the Word of God.
We have it on our website, too, where in differing areas, in healing, in success, in how many areas do we have?
Nine.
Nine areas where you can go in, choose whether, you know, if you're a man, you choose the men's, and it'll put the his in there, and you put your name in there, and you can actually print the scriptures out, putting your name in there, because it is powerful when you take a scripture and put yourself in it and start confessing it.
At least probably three or four times a week.
Yes.
I personalize somebody's, I come in contact with someone that either they or a family member, particularly it's healing, the area of healing, going through a difficult time.
Right.
I personalize the scriptures, print them out for them so that they can go read them themselves or read them to the loved one. And invariably, when people start reading the name of their name or their loved one's name in personalized scriptures on healing, they begin to weep and weep with joy and hope and expectation. And that's important. So decree and declaring, confessing,
put yourself in it, becoming successful.
Elevate your thinking.
Amen.
Elevate your thinking.
Ezra 10:4 in the New Living Translation says, get up, for it is your duty to tell us how to proceed in setting things straight. We are behind you, so be strong and take action.
We cannot focus on the things that happened yesterday, last week, 6 months, or 3 years ago. Because if we focus on what has happened and why we think it went wrong, then we'll remain the victim and never become the victor that we could be. So we have to elevate our thinking to concentrate on the good things in our lives and the things that are going right.
Amen.
Albert Einstein once said, we cannot solve our problems with the same level of thinking that created them. We have to think differently.
Always growing.
Yep. F, free your mind from mistakes of the past, bondages of the present, and fear of the future. First, we cannot recall sinful events for which we've been forgiven. If we look back, now we ask God to forgive us, He forgives. But if we look back and bring them into our remembrance, then we've allowed the enemy to gain a foothold into our thought processes, and that's not good. Secondly, God not only forgives our sins but and our mistakes of the past, but He forgives them as well.
I know. You've got to love that.
I know. I love these scriptures.
Isaiah 43:25. If you need this, if the enemy is beating you up over something, you need to take this scripture down, put your name in it. Isaiah 43:25 in the Classic Amplified Bible. I am He who blots out and cancels your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins.
Hallelujah.
Now that is a promise worth grabbing. The Message Bible translation of that verse says it this way. But I am the one who takes care of your sins. That's what I do. I don't keep a list of your sins.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
I don't keep a list of Harold's sins.
That's right.
Yeah. That's not just, there are three Harolds in the audience here tonight, so that applies to all three of us.
Amen.
But, you know, personalize that.
That's right.
And third and finally, if we want to maximize our potential for the kingdom of God now, the rest of 2017 and beyond, then we need to learn how to manifest 2 Corinthians 2:5 in our lives.
Mm. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Forget the past.
That's right.
Bring every thought into captivity now.
Now.
Now. And if something comes to your remembrance from the past.
That's right.
That you've been forgiven of, you need to take dominion over it, cast it down, and just say, not thinking about that.
That's
right. Because that's not God bringing it to my mind.
That's right.
That's the
he's
devil
forgotten
it. Wanting to build a stronghold.
That's right.
He's forgotten.
That's
doesn't
right.
Keep
he
a
said
list.
He's forgotten it in the scripture. Amen.
Gee, grab a new desire. Ignite a passion that makes things happen instead of waiting for something to happen.
That's right.
First, you need to realize if what you've been doing isn't working, then it's time to do something differently. Second, believe that every promise of God is as much for you as it is for anybody
Amen.
Else.
Amen.
Third, learn, study, and practice all the goal-setting techniques that we talk about and are available on our website, haroldherring.com, where it says search, just type goals, and it'll pull up a bunch of articles for you to read. Fourth, never get defensive on what didn't work. Instead, brainstorm on ideas that will work. Dr. Ben Carson, whom I greatly admire and have read several of his books, and a brilliant, brilliant man.
Mm.
But listen to this quote from Dr. Carson. You have the ability to choose which way you want to go. You have to believe that great things are going to happen in your life. Do everything you can. Prepare, pray, and achieve to make it happen.
Amen.
That's a great quote.
It is. One thing I want to mention that you mentioned earlier on says believe. The second one was believe every promise of God is for you as much as it is anybody else. People have problems with that. That's why confession is so important. Put your name in it. God put it in the word for you.
Confession leads to possession.
There you go.
It really does. H, helping others achieve their dreams will unleash a spiritual dynamic in your life.
Amen.
Brian Tracy, the motivational speaker, said, successful people are always looking for opportunities to help others. Unsuccessful people are always asking, what's in it for me? And really that boils down to Ephesians 6:8. Whatever good thing you cause to happen to someone else,
God
will do that for you.
That's right.
Not the people you did something for.
That's right.
But God will do it for you. And I'd much rather God bring my blessing
Amen.
Than somebody else.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I imagine where you want to be in a week, a month, or a year.
Then plan your work and work your plan.
That's it. That's what we do.
Who was that?
If you can see it.
Somebody said that.
Imagine in your future. What did you say?
Who said that work your plan your work? Because I know the...
Plan your work and work your plan was Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi.
The coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
Legendary coach.
Legendary coach.
If you can see it, imagine it in your future, you can achieve it.
There you go.
There are two ways to see something. First, with our natural eyes. Second, with our imagination, or really, more properly, our spiritual eyes.
That's right.
Imagination is defined in Merriam-Webster Dictionary as the act or power of forming a mental image of something not present to the senses, nor before wholly perceived in reality. And that's how the Lord put it in Romans 4:17.
I was going to say.
When he spoke to the faithful Abraham.
It says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God that quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Our imagination.
That's right.
Is what allows us to see the future before it happens by claiming the word of God, standing on it.
Yes.
Until it comes to pass.
Amen.
It's not enough just to claim it. You got to stand on it. Not allow doubt, you know, to come into your mind, regardless of what circumstances that you're walking through.
Because if God said it and you believe it, it will come to pass.
I love Stephen Covey, who wrote the seven habits of highly effective people.
Amen.
Covey said one time, live out of your imagination, not your history.
Think of that. That's powerful.
Live out of your imagination, not your history. And I'd never seen the expression until Stephen, our
tech support.
Well, he's just more than a techie.
I know.
He's a guru of many sorts.
Amen.
But he said the phrase once when I heard it, think beyond your imagination.
Mm.
And I'd never heard that particular phrase until he said it. But other people, I mean, it was in something that he was, a video he was doing. But that's really what it is. You have to think beyond your imagination. See, sometimes our imagination is based on our past experience.
Right.
But what we have to do is to learn to see beyond that, see beyond opportunities. It's like if you're in the insurance business and you, for the first time, you sell an annuity. Now, you know, your imagination can see you selling annuities to other people.
Amen.
You know, anytime you achieve something, you're able to see beyond your current realm of experience and current reality.
That's right.
To a reality where God wants us to go.
Amen.
And what he wants us to do. Mm. Jay, joy is coming to your house. No matter the adversity or the intensity of your situation, circumstances, or even previous failure.
That's right.
Joy. Got to keep your joy because it's come to your house. And every time I think about the joy of the Lord being my strength, makes me want to sing Shirley Caesar. This joy that I have,
I know
the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away.
That's right. Hallelujah. We love it. And amen.
I'm going to stop. I'll be singing the song.
I know.
Yeah.
We love it.
I love that song.
We live on that song.
We do. That's one of the songs we listen to in the morning when we get up.
That's right.
There are three of them, primarily. This Joy That I Have by Shirley Caesar, The Days of Elijah by Judy Jacobs, and Oh Happy Day by the Evan Hawkins Singers.
Amen.
And when I fly on an airplane, if I'm listening to music, first song I listen to is Oh Happy Day.
In fact, if we ever
build another house, when you walk up and mash the doorbell, it's going to play Oh Happy Day. Yeah.
Oh, happy. Amen. They'll be glad they came to us. Psalm 30, verse 5. This is in the Amplified, Classic Amplified. For his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. Or in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning. Joy follows weeping.
That's right.
When God is at the core of our existence.
Amen.
When we're with peace with him. Then joy comes. Worshiping him, praising him for all he's done and is going to do.
That's right.
And that just in the midst of adversity, just break out praising God.
Mm-mm.
Really do. You know, my mom, who's here tonight, on Valentine's Day fell and broke her hip in three places. And she was laying on the floor, couldn't get up. The EMTs came, and you know how they'll take and put a little sheet under you to try to pick you up and get you on the gurney. And I could see the pain going through her body. But what did she do? Hands went up and she just started praising God. Got her to the emergency room. She's in pain again. Hands went up. She started praising God. And see, if you're in pain, if you're in a difficult situation, just start praising God.
Changes everything. Nehemiah 8:10 changes everything. And the Living Bible says it this way. It is a time to celebrate with a hearty meal and to send presents to those in need, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. You must not be dejected and sad.
Hallelujah. Okay. Keep on going no matter what circumstances may arise.
Amen.
Keep your focus on the goal line. Never give up or give in. Too many believers bail at the first sign of adversity or trouble, and just before the reality of their victory could manifest. And I think it was Adlai Stevenson who once said that there are many bleached bones laying on the beach of hesitation when just over the next hill was the victory they saw, or something to that effect.
Yeah, it was a good quote.
It was a great quote. It really is.
Philippians 4.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Verses 12 and 13 in the Classic Amplified says, I know how to be abased and live humbly in straitened circumstances, and I know also how to enjoy plenty and live in abundance.
Come on.
I have learned, that's the key verse, I have learned in any and all circumstances the secret of facing every situation, whether well-fed or going hungry, having a sufficiency and enough to spare or going without and being in want. I have strength, here we go, for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency.
Hallelujah.
That never gets old.
It never does. And then you're right. That's that sentence, I have learned in any and all circumstances the secret of facing every situation.
And that's the point of it, though, really. The things that we go through allow us to learn how to become victorious. We have to learn it. It's not going to be something that just falls on us. We have to learn how to praise God in every situation and look to Him
Which
in every situation.
Which brings us to L.
That's right.
Learn everything you can from everybody you can as you pursue your purpose.
Amen.
Make every effort to find a mentor whom you can visit personally, through you who can react based on their teaching.
Amen. Proverbs 11:14 gives us some good advice. Classic Amplified.
Let me just say this.
Sure.
You can learn from everybody.
Oh, yeah, you can.
You can learn from people who are successful. You can learn from people who are not, what not to do.
Now,
I wouldn't hang around with them.
Right.
But at least
you can learn.
You know, I remember Brother John Avanzini told me one time, talking about a Sunday school bus driver they had. And he'd had, every week, I either got a speeding ticket or had an accident. And the board wanted to take him off. He said, no, we don't need to do that. He said, he's the best example of a bad driver that we've got. So you try to find the positive, but you learn from everybody you can. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Proverbs 11, verse 14 in the Classic Amplified, where no wise guidance is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And Proverbs 15:22 in the New Living Translation, plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. So listen and learn, right?
Need to learn from those who talk about where they're going and not where they've been.
There you go.
Those are the kind of people you need to have around you. People who
have a vision.
That's it, for the future. And, you know, unless they're now so late in their lives, they only have energy from memories. But that's not really the case for people who are motivated. You know, my dad, mom, in the last month, 6 weeks, turned 9 and 89 respectively. And they still got fire in their bones. So that's what it's about.
Still out there changing lives.
Yep.
M
for manage your life, not your time. Time never changes.
That's right.
It's the same. 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in a day. I mean, 60 minutes in an hour.
Woo.
In a day, yeah. 60 minutes in an hour. 24 hours in a day. 7 days in a week, 52 weeks in a year. We don't need to manage time. We need to manage ourselves.
That's right.
Time is constant. Time never changes. You have the same amount of time as President Trump or anybody else. You got the same amount of time. Or if you were a President Obama fan, same amount of time he has. But the point is, everybody has the same amount of time.
It's what you do with it.
That's right. And once we establish a timeline within our goals and operate on it, then, you know, it just, you know, kind of flows a little better for us.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Colossians 4:5 says in the Classic Amplified. Behave yourselves wisely. Live prudently and with discretion in your relations with those of the outside world, making the very most of the time and seizing, buying up the opportunity.
And narrow your focus to what's important spiritually, mm-hmm. what's important to your family,
right.
what's important to you. By narrowing our focus on what we want, what we want,
that's right.
you get more specific. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. You do that to me. We get specific because our God is a God of specificity.
Yes, he is.
When we get specific with him, he gets specific with us. So we have to focus on that.
That's right.
And focus is defined simply as whatever has your attention.
Think of that.
Whatever has your attention, that's what your focus is. At any given moment, what has your attention, what you focus on, you know, is what you have your attention on. And it's clear. You read the scripture, it's clear. God wants us to have our focus on his plan for our lives.
Amen.
It's clear.
Mm. Luke 9:41, this is in the Message Bible, as we say, when the rubber meets the road. Jesus said, "What a generation. No sense of God, no focus to your lives. How many times do I have to go over these things? How much longer do I have to put up with this?" You know, Jesus dealing with his disciples. And when you think about it and you go and you read through the Gospels, you realize that they were unfocused men in a lot of ways. But God, but the power of being able to, the Holy Ghost, to be able to take and make things happen, once the Lord comes on us, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anthony Robbins, noted author, motivational speaker. He said, "It's not what's happening to you now or what's happened to you in the past that determines who you become. Rather, it's your decision about what to focus on."
There you go.
"What things mean to you and what you're going to do about them that will determine your ultimate destiny."
We could preach a sermon on that and spend the entire time tonight, because really, negative things are going to happen. You know, things are going to go south, but you just, the Word of God says, don't go south with them. We take and we use what's happened to us to build in us, you know, those characteristics that we need to make it to the next level. And that's really what he's taught. It's not what happens, it's what we focus on, like he said, and what we can take and make happen.
Over the years in doing meetings, I've had people come up to me wanting me to commiserate with them.
That's right.
And then, "My life's just going to hell right now." And my response is, "Then don't go with it."
That's right.
You know, you got a choice. You know, you need to stop it. You need to say, "I'm not going there. I'm not doing that." It's like people who say the world's going to hell in a handbasket. I say, "Fine, you can have my ticket. I'm not going." Mm-hmm. You know, it's an attitude.
It's what we focus on.
And it's the Word of God.
Exactly.
And what
expands.
We focus on.
What we focus on
that
expands.
That moves us beyond that.
What we feed lives, and what we starve dies.
That's right.
So we need to
need to open our minds to the infinite
God.
Possibilities.
Amen.
That God can use.
Amen.
To give us the desires of our heart.
Amen.
Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich, the book, great book. And by the way, you can download that free on the internet. If you never read
book.
It, you need to read it. He was also a speechwriter for President Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Mm.
In fact, he's the one who wrote the line that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Napoleon Hill wrote that for President Roosevelt.
That's right.
But Napoleon Hill once said, "What the mind of man can conceive and believe, he can't achieve." While I have great admiration for Dr. Hill, that quote pales in comparison to Mark 9:23.
Mm-hmm.
Pales in comparison to it.
Did we
read God's Word translation. Sorry?
Did we read O? Open?
Yeah. I didn't.
I know.
Okay.
O is for open your mind to the infinite possibilities God can use to give us the desires of our hearts. That's what we're talking about right now. Mark 9:23. This is it.
I
Jesus
love this.
Said to
In fact,
him.
2016.
Yes.
This was our scripture for the year.
Out of God's Word translation. Jesus said to him, as far as possibilities go, everything is possible for the person who believes. That is a great scripture to personalize and stick on your refrigerator for a year, right, honey?
Yep.
And on your bathroom mirror. Amen.
The greatest limitation that anybody here or anybody around the world watching tonight that you'll ever face, the greatest limitation in your lives are those that are self-imposed, self-maintaining, and self-defeating.
Think about it.
God wants us to believe in possibilities, not limitations. He wants us living in excellence and not excuses. And if you've never read my book, Borders Without Limitations,
Amen.
You need to read it. You need to read it.
If we spend too much time on what's went wrong, we have no time to spend on how the solution to that problem.
Honey, he wants us living in excellence and not excuses.
That's right.
P, plan your future, your destiny, by planning what you're going to do every day. A successful plan requires you to step outside your comfort zone, leaving behind the hindrances of the past while embracing the possibilities of the future. Our comfort zone, I'm not going to say our, the comfort zone, is an enemy of our future, a hindrance to our success, and a stumbling block to our destiny. Move out of your comfort zone. Move out. If you stay in your comfort zone, truth of the matter is, you'll never surpass your current level of reality, what you're experiencing at the moment.
Hebrews 6:1 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Therefore, let us go on and get past the elementary stage in the teachings and doctrines of Christ, the Messiah, advancing steadily toward the completeness and perfection that belong to the spiritual maturity. Let us not again be laying the foundation of repentance and abandonment of dead works, dead formalism, and of the faith by which you turn to God. It's not a matter of getting saved, it's a matter of what happens the moment you get saved and what you've been building ever since.
It's true. It's true. Q, quit. Quit second guessing your decisions.
All right.
Or whether or not you're destined to succeed. Don't ever second guess that.
That's right.
The Word of God says you're destined to succeed. And see, second guessing is just a waste of time when you've already
made a trick of the enemy.
And a trick of the enemy. When you've already made a spirit-led decision and created a plan for success. Because the Word of God is very clear. He wants us successful.
That's right. James 1:8. Says, for being as he is, a man of two minds, hesitating, dubious, irresolute, he is unstable and unreliable and uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, decides. There really is no question that God wants us to succeed. He gives us a prescription for success, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's found in Joshua 1:8 in the Classic Amplified Bible. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make you, listen to this, for then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Biggest reason people don't succeed is they don't know what the Word of God says. I mean, think about it. If you know what the Word is and you know the promises and you're claiming those and you're standing on them and they are real to you, the sky is the limit.
And when adversity comes, what needs to come out of your mouth is instead of going, you know, oh Lord, you need to go, my Lord, I know you can do this.
Amen.
And just start quoting the Word.
Mm.
You know, I was trying to remember, I think it was a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. I did a teaching on a man of two minds. That was a really good teaching. And go to the website and search for two minds and pull it up. It's good. R, rest, relax, reflect, refresh, recreate, reinvigorate, and rejoice at the progress you're making.
That's right.
As you pause, as you rest and ponder your next step, always ready to be ready to seize whatever opportunity.
That's right.
Which is good to you and the Holy Spirit. That's what we need to do. Now, stress will undermine our efforts, negate our progress, and truthfully, make you sick if you focus on it. That's why the 7 R's that I quoted are so important to your future success. Rest, relax, reflect, refresh, recreate, reinvigorate, and rejoice. Hallelujah. And when you practice those 7 R's, you can eliminate stress out of your life.
It's fun to be out there and have the adrenaline flowing, but there's also a time when you need to set it down and rest yourself so you can get carried away in it. Exodus 18, verse 23 in the Contemporary English Version. This is the way God wants it done. You won't be under nearly as much stress, and everyone else will return home feeling satisfied.
Hallelujah.
Obeying the word.
Yes, speak the pure, the powerful, and the positive from the Word of God.
Amen.
Into your life.
Daily.
There are numerous scriptures which talk about the power of the tongue. However, there's only one which speaks to the lifestyle of every believer.
Ephesians 4:29 in the Classic Amplified.
Now, a lot of people don't like to hear this scripture, especially in the Amplified, the way it says it. But there's truth in this.
Let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those who hear it.
When we speak right words, we're not only blessing those around us, but what we're really doing is loosing powerful words into the spirit realm.
Amen.
Hallelujah. T, thankfulness is critical to your success. Thankfulness is critical to your success.
Colossians 3:15 in the Message Bible. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God, the Father, every step of the way.
Can somebody say hallelujah? That is incredible. Especially that last sentence. You, unleash your potential. During your time with the Lord each morning, ask Him to allow you to tap into previously unused potential, recognizing opportunities that God is sending your way, opportunities that He may have never sent before. But ask Him to help you tap in to that potential. Ask Him to also allow you to see previously unknown opportunities that you didn't know you had before, and recognize that He's sending them. And as He stirs these in you, write them down. Write them down. Don't trust your memory.
That's right.
But write them down.
Amen. Ephesians 3:20 in the Classic Amplified. We used this morning.
We did.
In Rich Thoughts for
Breakfast.
I love
this scripture.
If you're not tuning in to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast in the morning, you need to be, because it's a mighty motivator for your day. Now to Him who by in consequence of the action of His power that is work within us is able to carry out His purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams.
Hallelujah.
How high are our dreams, our prayers, our desires, our thoughts?
Do superabundantly.
Over
far over and above.
All.
Not some. All. that we dare ask or think.
God doesn't do it halfway.
No.
If we allow him.
Hallelujah.
Our
but the key to that is the next one.
Yeah.
Visualize your success.
There you go.
If you can believe it, you can see it, which will empower you to achieve it.
I like that. Say that again.
If you believe it, you can see it, and that empowers you to achieve it.
Amen.
Power of God allows us to ignite our imaginations and visualize God's will for our lives.
Amen. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Scripture confirms that everything existed in the invisible realm before it appeared in the visible realm. The computer that you're using to watch this streaming live service tonight, or that you'll use to read the email later in the week, that email was first visualized by somebody before it was ever created. The chair you're sitting in was visualized by somebody before it was ever produced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many of the things that...
Everything,
actually.
Really. That we
they
see
were invisible
was
before they became
visible.
That's right. For instance, every building that has ever existed or now exists in the whole world existed in the realm of somebody's imagination before
it was produced.
It was produced in the imagination of a builder or architect, the tradesman. It was visualized. Every process, every product, invention, movie, book, organization, everything that is in planet Earth right now existed in the invisible realm, the imagination, before it became in the visible, tangible realm.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to allow our spirits to get a hold of this truth.
That's right.
And to allow natural information to stimulate our revelatory understanding.
Because the point of it is that natural information was really all, because the whole earth was really born from the seeds of Almighty God.
That's true. That one is so...
Yeah, we could preach on several of these. We could preach an entire sermon.
I mean, that is so powerful. Visualize
yes.
your success. Visualize your success. You know, if you there's a goal that you're working for,
mm-hmm.
see yourself winning that goal.
Right.
If you're believing to have your house paid off,
that's right.
See yourself
see it.
Sitting in the banker's office, sitting in the chair, writing that last check.
Amen.
And then the legend of the check you put paid in full. See yourself doing that. See yourself doing the things that God is stirring in you.
That's right.
W, worry less
as
you increase your focus on successful
Amen.
Thoughts. And actions of your past and even today. Two scriptures. Well, they speak to everything we need to know about the futility and damage of spiritual worry.
I'll tell you, and you know, you almost need to personalize this if you struggle with worry. Matthew 6, verse 27. Get it down in you. The Living Bible says it this way. With all your worry, will all your worries add a single moment to your life?
I ask people in meetings, I go, how many of you worried about money or have worried about money? Most of the hands go
up. Yeah, they all come up.
And I said, the rest of you, we're going to have you come up and we'll pray for you for lying because, you know, you probably have. I said, well, let me ask you a question.
That's it.
Has worrying about money ever put a penny back in your checking account?
That's right.
Did it ever get you a raise? Did it ever get you a job? Did worrying about children to not save? Did it ever bring them to the Lord? You know, an unfaithful spouse, did it bring them home? Worry is prayer in reverse.
That's right.
It is prayer in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just dangerous. It really is. But there's a solution.
There are solutions right in the Word of God. Philippians 4:6 in the New Living Translation, another one to personalize. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray. About everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. A prayer that isn't prayed cannot be answered.
encourage you to go to haroldherring.com.
We have a lot of those tonight with all of these.
We do. I did a teaching years ago entitled 15 Things to Do Instead of Worry.
There you go.
And
it's on the website.
It's on the website. In fact, I think I got a CD. And I think I have a CD on that, don't I? 15 Things to Do Instead of Worry, I believe.
I don't know.
X-ray your motivation for wanting to be successful.
That's right.
If you're driven by greed, revenge, or retribution, you need to change your mindset. We're able to hide some things from a lot of people, even some things from those close to us. But our true feelings and motivations are clearly visible to God.
Amen.
Can't hide a thing from Him. Mm. And our success will be short-lived and limited if our motivation is selfish instead of selfless. Selfless motivation. Mm. Superman had X-ray vision. He had it. But only God can see the heart and the thoughts and intents of the mind.
Amen.
Only God can do that. Zig Ziglar, an amazing Southern Baptist leader, Amen. Once said, motivational speaker, author, every job is a self-portrait of the person who did it.
Wow.
Every job is a self-portrait of the person who did it. Why? Yield not to hindrances of any kind on your road to success. It's important to clearly identify what condition or circumstances is hindering your progress.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching this program tonight afterwards, or you know, whether you read it later in the Rich Salts email, we want you to take a moment and write down what obstacles, roadblocks, and hindrances that you're facing. Once it's completed, once you've written it out, I want you to lay your hands on it. And you can pray this prayer. I wrote one. This ought to be in the book, too. First sentence in this just fires me up. I'm looking at it again.
Mm.
But lay hands on what your hindrances are. Lay hands on them. And pray something like this. Heavenly Father, I'm headed where the Word of God says I can go. Toward success, prosperity, and the good life. My journey has been hindered. I have listed what I believe to be the problems. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to stir specific solutions in my spirit so the roadblocks can be removed and my journey completed. Thank you, Lord, for your direction and the unction of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Proverbs 16:3,
I'm headed where the Word of God says I can
That's
go.
That's right.
Every morning, that'll be part of your, Father, I thank you today. I'm headed where the Word of God says I can go. I like that.
That's what we do every day
we
commit. Proverbs 16:3. I like it. This is the New Living Translation. Look it up in the Classic Amplified. It'll knock your socks off. I love it. And I pray it every day. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. Hello. It can't be any plainer than that.
Zealously pursue with passion the things that are important to you. Hallelujah.
Mm. You know, failure, like Harold said, is an event. Earlier when he first started out, failure is an event. It is not who you are. It is not your destiny. It doesn't matter who on earth tells you that you're a failure. Because your Father, God, who created you, made you in His image, gave you everything you have, said you are a success.
We're the only ones who choose.
That's right.
Whether failure or success is our ultimate destination.
Mm.
And I can tell you, regardless of what you've been able to accomplish thus far in your life, there's a lot more for you to do.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
That's what Mom says.
That's what Mama always says.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You ain't seen nothing
That's
yet.
That's true.
She's only 89 years old, but she ain't seen nothing yet. And we haven't either.
That's
the attitude you have your entire life. 1 Corinthians 12:31, Classic Amplified. But earnestly desire and zealously cultivate the greatest and best gifts and graces, the higher gifts and the choicest graces. And yet I will show you a still more excellent way, one that is better by far and the highest of all of them all, love. God is.
Does that sound
love.
Like God wants you to fail?
That's right.
Or expects you to do less than your best? Not at all. Well, Brother Harold, I don't know what to do. Well, he tells you here that he'll show you.
That's right.
A more excellent way. So if you don't know the way to go, it's obvious you're talking to the wrong people. And whether you're talking to somebody other than the one
That's
who can
right.
tell you
That's
and
right.
show you. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Sophia, we're very proud of you tonight.
I know.
Our grand sugar. We did A through Z.
A, B, C. Anyhow, thank you for tuning in and for everybody who came here tonight. If you've been blessed by the teaching, take your mouse, go up to the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he have you sow. Put it in the ground. That's all we ever ask. We refuse to use our time to try to build an offering. What we're trying to do, not trying, what we're doing.
What we're doing.
You don't try. You either do or you don't. What we're doing is helping you equip, helping to equip you.
Amen.
To move and live a life that without God, limitation.
Amen. God now, wants you to live.
Make sure you join us tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern for Rich Sauce for Breakfast. And until then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. God bless you. Good night.